This is Pittsburgh Section National Council of Jewish Women, Dana Eggert and Jenny Strockler interviewing Libby Rosenthal, May 19th, 1978, Side 3.
Do you have any feelings about the inter-races living together as they are today, in not in marriage, but in our environment?
I understand. Without marriage,
no.
Just living side by side. Do you have any feeling against that?
No.
You feel that's something? It's all right to do.
Of course, wherever I live, I always have Jewish people.
Yes.
I sold my house to a non-Jewish people.
Would you have sold it to a black woman? How did you view Pittsburgh Jewish life and its place? How do you view it now? Pittsburgh Jewish life in this general community?
I think that they realize the importance of stressing that Jewish people should remember that they're Jews. I should not say that they should have Gentile friends. But this Mary Solomon, you know, been there as long, longer than I've been. They're Catholic. And yet we have a strong, friendly feeling. See, we don't resent it. But I found out one thing when I worked there, that the Protestants didn't have that feeling towards the Catholics. When Kennedy was running for president, he had a man in the office there, and he was furious. He said, "You'll see, the Pope's going to rule this country." He hated the Catholics for the vengeance, and I guess he felt the same way about the Jews. I found the Catholics are more liberal when it comes to friendship, and I found even when we go to a convention for the women there, I guess there were two Jewish people in the whole savings and loan industry.
You went to all the conventions?
Oh, yes.
Not
all. Some I had to miss because they were way out west. It would be way that long. But I never missed one. But to this day, they send me cards and I keep in touch at the camp. In fact, the matter is they had a statewide convention here in Pittsburgh on Passover. It was at the Rivington Hotel. And my husband couldn't go because he would eat bread on Passover. So Mr. Parker was in the presidency. And they always used a first name basis. I don't know, made you feel like they, you know, you were one of them. Why didn't you tell me? At least when they had Muffy on the table. I found one thing. If you respect your religion, they respect them. Yeah. But today, you know, pick up the paper, the Chronicle, this Mr. Tweedy, his daughter, he's a hefty man and a federal homo man. His daughter's engaged to a Jewish. That's all he is.
What are your thoughts about the Jewish people and the building up of the Anathem House and the IK settlement and the Riverview? What do you think about that?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. I'll tell you why. I don't think, of course, I don't have my children now, but I don't think God could give me any better children.
I'm sure.
Last year, my health hasn't been good, but I thank God that I'm able to be by myself, because it is not fair to your children. It's not fair to yourself. They have a life to lead, and I don't say that their parents are a burden, but it's a generation gap, and some older people are hard to live with. That's all. Now they have these outlets. They go to Anathem House. They go to Ike's. They even give them kosher meals there. They do a wonderful job. And Riverview, we wanted Rose to go there.
Yeah.
and she didn't want to go. She didn't want to give up her privacy. Well, everybody there is happy. I have many friends there.
Which is now the life of man.
Well, the Whiteman Manor is just a nursing home, that's all. Although they try now, they have three different, the Protestant, Catholic, and the Jewish, they have programs. Esther Lapidus came and gave a lovely, program.
How did your banking knowledge and all that you did to establish your bank and all your experience benefit our community? Don't be modest.
No. I feel that every savings loan serves a very useful purpose. Encourage them, like I say, Franklin is there. Encourage them to save towards a home, towards a children's education, or whatever. So, their money is safe. It's insured. Mm-hmm. And when they want to buy a home, they come in, there's people who talk to them and try to get them in their mortgage place. And that's a service.
Is this service still going on without you?
Better than ever.
How could it be better than
Could they have... This Mary Sullivan. She's a wonderful person. Never heard her talk about anybody. She's got a close mind. And there's many things that are in this business that are confidential. Many things I would never disclose. I've never mentioned names. Mothers have told me about their daughter-in-laws. Nothing. I don't know what happens to those women. As soon as their son gets married, they start growing a broom.
When you go in to visit the bank sometimes, what happens to all your employees? What do they do?
They all crowd around me. I feel like I love them all. I can't keep up with them. There's so many new faces. And the old group, the old directors, a great number are gone.
Yeah.
There was Sam Weiner that stored my daughter-in-law's father. He's gone, Dr. Foster, Dr. Spank. They were all hard workers. Yes, indeed. Well, we went through really, like I said, we just pulled ourselves up, like you say, literally by our bootstraps. But you see, once we got there,
I forgot to ask you, what happened when your husband got sick? What happened with you in your business?
Well, he had this clot in the arm. He had to be operated on. And I had a nurse for him at home. And he had a wonderful nurse. God give her a seat in heaven. She said to him, it was his right hand. So she said, you are going to learn to write with that hand. And she gave him exercise, with the kids making a circle, a sheet of paper like this. And he'd make those circles. And he started to sign his name. And he went to Dr. Watson, a wonderful doctor. He saw him for 1 year without a charge. I go down there, and he says, I can sign my name now. I could sign a check for $1 million. It's killing him.
Did you go back to the bank?
I did for a while, but then it didn't work out. So that I could see, he needed help. I had nurses. When you have nurses, you have to cook for them. So somebody asked me once, that means, how does it feel to be retired? And I looked like, I miss it. So,
you do. You missed working.
Oh, I do.
But you couldn't go back because he was sick. You wouldn't have thought of it?
No. I told him one day, he was complaining. He says, I'm such a burden to you. I said, don't ever say that. If it were the other way around, would you take care of me? I said, don't you remember what I promised Rabbi? I caught him out of that mood and was laughing. I said, remember, sickness or in health, don't ever say that. He knew. He could see he was getting thinner.
Yeah. When did he die? When did your husband die?
He died in 66.
1966. What happened? Did you ever go back to work?
No.
Never went back to work?
No. Oh, I think I did go in there once, and I helped him out. You know, that's my mind
just
developed in a mechanical way, I think. You know, I can appreciate things, but I can't do them, like my sister Jen. But I went back and I helped them. They had a crew come in, you know, to figure the dividends. Now it's all done on a computer. They don't have anything to do in the office. I used to do them all myself by looking at a card. I could tell how much this was. You know, it's just...
You must have been tremendously mathematics. Did you have a particularly mathematical mind?
Yeah. So whenever I saw, you know, this new man had his crew come in, and they couldn't analyze the car. See, there's a certain way. You see that savings loans are better than banks and that. Suppose you put $1,000 in today, and 2 months later you want it. You put $1,000 2 months later, and then you wanted $500 out. Well, they wouldn't penalize the first amount, they penalize the previous. The banks don't do that. They go back to the original. And I could look at the card and I could analyze just, you know, mine, like everybody. You know,
they were very, very good in mathematics by just looking at it. You got that from your father?
My father was. Just, I guess it's something
else. Was your husband as good in math as you were?
He was good in everything. He taught himself typing, shorthand. He took all these courses at night.
Very interesting.
Everything that he wanted to learn, he learned.
That's how you learned.
Yeah. And then, of course, we took these courses
together.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've asked you an awful lot of questions, but there might be something that we have overlooked that you think is important.
Well,
would you like to tell us about it?
I think I'd like to say that I enjoyed my work to the fullest. Enjoyed it. And sometimes I come in there and I say, they don't know how lucky they are. They got a good job. And the girls tell me, you know, this is confidential. Oh, it isn't like when your husband is there. He took a personal interest in
me. He did too.
He did.
But didn't you?
Well, I did too.
I mean, you and your employees were like...
They had a good relationship.
Like a family.
That's right.
Yeah. Was there anything else that struck you as ever being funny that went on that you could remember that...
Oh, no, they have a nice crew there. Some of the older girls are there that were there with the original setup, but not many. It's just where there's one. They've advanced too. She does a nice. She's assistant, I think, to the treasurer. There's assistant to the assistants. Don't you know?
And in those days, you only were three.
Yeah, we were everything.
You were everything.
But you see, I don't know. Sometimes I think I talk too much, but I have a. I don't know what kind of a mind it is. I have a. Extra ESP. And sometimes it frightens me.
Why?
Because I can see something. I can tell where something is. Now, you know, maybe I ought to hang a sign up.
Wow.
So one of the men, this is funny, he was paid and he looked for his money. $10 is gone. So, you know, $10 those days is a lot of money. That wasn't his income. Hey, it was gone. And he came to me. I was troubleshooting. I said, "Look, Tom, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Were you downstairs in the men's room? Isn't that terrible?"
"No, it's not terrible."
I said, "I can see that $10 lying there on the floor." Mr. God. Yeah.
Did
you
ever
went
have
downstairs,
any other?
And there it was.
Did you ever have any other ESP experiences?
Oh, yes, I had some.
Tell us one or two if you're not too
tired. Don't mark this down. If I tell you, you won't believe it.
Well, it would be interesting.
When I worked for my uncle, Fifth Avenue. It was no sign of that place anymore. I was a bookkeeper there. I was so lucky. It was such a wonderful job. It was so good. I never called an uncle, you know, because Uncle Lou and nobody was around. So I had to go up on the third floor to get an old record book. And they had a freight elevator in the back that was, that elevator opened up on the Sheena Street, you know, it was between the first and second floor. That's where they get the freight in. And when I got on there, I know you know the Goldstock family. Sam
yes,
well, his brother worked there, and he ran the elevator. When I got on the elevator, something told me, don't go get off the elevator. And I said, Louie, leave me off. I don't want to. Stop the elevator. He was insulted. He's not been running this elevator for years. Okay? And I never, nothing ever was wrong. And he grabbed me by the skirt, and I got off between on the second floor. And you won't believe this. A man, I thought he was in Shine Lansley's next door, had lifted up that safety gate, and we were coming down on him. So he started to bless me, and he came in the office, and a lot of people around me. I didn't want to.
You saw this?
I knew.
You felt something was wrong.
I felt I should not let that elevator come down. Now, what is that? How do you ESP.
ESP.
And he came in, he started to bless me, and he said, I said, don't thank me, thank God. God saved you. Don't you ever dare pick up that safety gate. And when Louie looked down, he was screaming. He saw that we'd kill him. Just saved him by that half a floor.
It's such a delight to talk with you. I think we could talk all afternoon.
You know, I couldn't get over it for a long time. I said, what was that that made me do that? See, and to this day, if I don't want to do something, if I have a strong feeling against it, I won't do it.
Well,
they say, you know, in the office, you know, funny things would happen. They were out of balance on their interest, unpaid interest. And I had nothing to do with those cards anymore. I was a different person. And I went to bed at night, and I kept on thinking, what could happen from last month to this month that they're out of balance? See? And I kept on thinking, I didn't sleep thinking about it, and I had nothing to do with it. I never touched those cards. When I came in the morning, I said to the girl I had charge of that, nobody was allowed to go to that where the cards were, it was under a lock and key. I said, I'd like to see this man's card. She looked at me like I was crazy. I said, here's the state. Nonplussed. What had happened? I didn't know anything about it. They had changed his interest rate from the previous month and it didn't show up on there. They had worked at 12 o'clock at night and they couldn't find a mistake. So after that, this is the funny part, if they'd have a mistake, they come to me. Well, I didn't always work. Some days the ESP doesn't work.
But most of the time, ESP does work for you. When you don't want to do something, you just don't do it.
I just don't do it. So one night, my husband, he was very active in the Masonic business, and he had to see this man on some private work. So he says, come on with me, and you'll see the movie the while. I had a movie out in Butler Street in the family neighborhood. I said, I don't want to go. We shouldn't go. What's the matter with you? He says, you'll see a movie, and I'll talk to him in the meantime. I said, I have a feeling we shouldn't go. Okay. Well, so we went. And there was pregnant women. And it was crowded. You know, it was a family there. All of a sudden, there's a big flame shooting up to the ceiling. You see, I don't know whether I had read it or not, or whether that influenced me. The union wanted them to have two operators, whether both worked or not, two operators in the booth. And that's how they were getting even. And all those women started to rush out with their children, and I said, please, it's nothing. It's just a fake fire, you know. And I thought they'd be trampled a bit.
You mean they actually started the fire?
Yeah. I got out of there.
And you felt something.
I knew something was going to happen. So don't quote me as being a witch.
No.
A witch? I think you have a remarkable feeling.
It is.
I think it is a God-given
advantage. A lot of things happen there in the... Whenever they have a mistake or they couldn't balance, they'd come to me. But it didn't always work. See?
But it worked a lot of times.
But that man, God knows, he must be dead and gone these many years.
We'd
have killed him. Sure as I'm sitting here. So this Louis said, what made you feel that way when you got, I said, I don't know, something inside says, don't come down on the elevator.
Did this ESP work in your home life or just in business more or less?
Some little things, yeah. Many times I could I'll look at the television, I know what they're going to say or something like that. That's nothing unusual, you know, or they guess something, you know, because everybody can do that. But Ruthie lost one of her brown gloves, and she was hard sick. And what did you do with it? I said, you know, I can see that brown glove on the step.
And you could see it on the floor. It was there.
But I never made any money on it.
Well, no, you didn't make money on this. You should have gone into business, huh?
But if I'm so smart, why can't I pick a horse that's going to win?
Well, you're not a gambler.
I guess.
You know, Mrs. Rosen, Libby, it has been the most delightful part of my life right now to talk with you. And to hear what you have had to say.
I think
because you are a remarkable woman.
I don't think so.
You're very modest, that's why. But everybody who I have talked to have said what a remarkable personality.
Well, I'll tell you how remarkable I am. I was in the seventh grade, and the teacher picked me of all people, to go down and say to the principal she'd like to have some of the big geographies. They had the big ones and small. Mm-hmm. I was so proud. I walked in there. And I said, Miss Murray, she afterwards was a principal at Dilworth.
She was a pistol.
So I came in there real proud. Because of Miss Anderson, I wasn't as fat as I am now. Miss Anderson would like to get some geographies off of you. That's what I said. To this day, I wince when anybody says that. She said, do you see any growing on me? The whole class laughed.
Oh, my.
I just wish I was dead.
You were so good. Embarrassed. That terrible remark.
To this day, if somebody says they want to get something off of you.
You learned, though.
Did you see? You know how I was young. I was in the seventh grade. But I never forgot.
You never heard of it.
And I was always afraid to go to visit her because she used to be principal for the Dilworth School. And I was afraid I'd make another grammatical error.
She,
like the kids say, she learned me good.
She learned you good.
Yeah, she did. She gave us the equivalent of high school. 1 year in high school.
She was tough but good.
And she said, really, nobody knows how terrible it is to embarrass a child. And I was a child.
Was,
you know, how old could I have been? Maybe 12 or 13, something like that.
Well, your outlook on life is like you were when you were a young girl.
Yeah.
We wish you the best of health.
I know. I hope I didn't bore you.
No,
But I didn't tell you. Let be unsaid. But I do say one thing, that anybody that enjoys their work as much as I do, they leave with regrets.
Oh, I enjoy their work.
And see, you know, we were always learning something new. Kept abreast of the times, read everything that pertained to our business. Yeah.
Well, you were alert in that respect. Mm-hmm. You wanted to know. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's a savings and loan in every corner. Where did all the money come from? I don't know.
I don't know how much money there is around, but
well, I'll tell you,
some
Jewish
people have it and some don't.
I tell you, Jewish people are thrifty. In that sense, they want their children to have what they never had. I don't know whether that's good or bad. Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes
it spoils them. Kids today don't know what it is to struggle for anything. You know that. They don't. They have everything just handed to them. It's not good. Oh, you know who was on before you came? Sam Levinson.
Oh,
and he used to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And he was answering questions.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was on. I didn't pay that much attention.
I guess we're worrying the life out of you, making you tired and everything. No. Are we tiring you out?
No.
You know, what you have told us.
I wish you'd come to see me socially.
All right.
Often.
All right.
Come and have tea with me.
Incidentally, there's a
Mrs. Take a minute.
There is a Mrs. Lobel that lives in this building.